Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening. We're going to launch right into our next interview with Bill Cohen, who's with the nonprofit California Institute of Advanced Management from El Monte, California. And he's going to talk about how to steal an MBA worth more than $100,000 for $15,000, including the cost of textbooks. Bill, we're not going to get in trouble for this, are we?
I hope not. Welcome to the show.
Not at all. Before we launch into that, could you share a few words with us about your background and what the California Institute of Advanced Management is all about?
Sure. My background is, one, I'm a book author. I have about over 50 books, actually, which have been translated into 23 languages on management and entrepreneurship. And I'm a former professor at a number of universities, and I've taught at USC, UCLA, and Cal State LA, Claremont Graduate University, where I got my doctorate. And I'm president right now of the California Institute of Advanced Management. We're a startup university. We grant one degree and one degree only, the MBA. We are not online. We're in a classroom, although we have a few online lessons. But we're a regular classroom. We don't permit more than 20 per class, and we're totally unique, I think, for anyone else. We only grant this one degree, and it is a MBA in executive management and entrepreneurship.
That's fascinating.
So, in a nutshell, that's it.
That was great. And people who want an MBA and an MBA only would come to CIAM, California Institute of Advanced Management. And what's this about getting an MBA worth more than $100,000 for $15,000, including textbooks?
I mean, absolutely. We are based on the concepts of Peter Drucker, who was my main professor, who was known as the father of modern management. And we implement everything that he says. And what our, as you mentioned, we're a nonprofit. And in our initial wording and our mission is to grant an affordable Drucker degree, or affordable degree, teaching concepts of Peter Drucker. And so affordable us means $15,000. And we do things that even the top-tiered business schools in the area, like USC and UCLA, do not do. For example, we do consulting in every single course required of our students in teams of four. It's pro bono, and that's another, by the way, something that maybe your listeners might be interested in. We've done some amazing things along those lines. As a matter of fact, we just completed last year the first long distance across international lines, a consultancy with FEMSA, which is one of the largest corporations in Mexico. And they were so pleased that they were our graduation speakers this year. They flew up all the way 1,500 miles from Monterrey, Mexico, to be graduation speaker. We also hire professors, research professors, from the best schools in the country. That is Harvard, Yale, Princeton, MIT, University of Chicago, which is my alma mater for my MBA. Of course, UCLA, USC, Berkeley, all the major schools, their professors Skype into the classrooms as guest speakers and speak for an hour, in addition to our regular professors, all of which have doctorates from accredited universities. So all those things are unique, so we're a little bit different than anyone else.
Yeah, and so you mentioned there's some things that USC and UCLA don't offer, and the consulting is a big part of that, and it sounds like a real opportunity for people to get involved in something bigger than just getting their MBA with this organization as well.
Well, that's true. Now, they do offer, by the way, I don't want to say they don't offer consulting, but we're probably the only school in the country, maybe, certainly in the LA area, that requires consulting in every single course. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's finance or accounting or marketing or general management or anything else. Our students have to take and do perform consulting in those areas under the supervision of their professors who do have PhDs or doctorates in those areas, though.
I see. Okay. And how long does it take someone who comes to you usually to go through the course and complete their MBA?
Well, everyone goes through in cohort, and so we have it really structured so that a student can get through and does get through in 11 months, and which is about half the time at a regular normal program. Now, we do have a normal program, too, because, frankly, it's rigorous. This is not an easy thing or something that you just pay your money and go on your way. I mean, the guys really work hard, and they actually not only have to qualify and having an undergraduate degree to get in, but actually they have to they really compete to become our students. And as I mentioned, we take a maximum of 20 per cohort. So, but 11 months is the norm. But we do allow certain students, I know they're working full-time, and they say, look, this thing is, I want to take it, but it's tough. I've already taken a course, and you can, so I'd like to, can I take one course at a time rather than two? And we do allow that. And we have the courses that are held at convenient times, really, Saturday 8 to 12. We have a guy that drives up all the way from San Diego, by the way, to take both courses. The other course is on Wednesday, usually Wednesday night, from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And we're on the cutting edge. We try to do things, Bill, that other universities don't do. For example, we're probably the only school that I know of anywhere that offers a try before buy. In other words, you sign up to come here, you have to qualify to get in. But if you get in, you take the entire course. It's 7 weeks long. The textbooks are free. We own them all. They're all cyber textbooks. They're updated every time. They've got not only regular text, but they've got PowerPoints, they've got videos and so forth every time it's taught there, so they're always current. But you sign up, you don't pay a thing, and at the end of the course, you got a decision to make. Either you now pay for the course and continue for the program, or you can say, gee, that was a lot of fun, I enjoyed it, and I'll see you around the campus sometime, and off you go, and no hard feelings whatsoever. We're the only ones that do that, and we do that because, frankly, so far, almost every student that's tried before by, they said, I got to continue with this thing, and they do continue.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like, I mean, they're on the path, and it's one of those things where you can see the end. You know, if it's 11 months away, you can see that this pain's going to go away soon, and you're going to have benefit.
Yeah, it's not something of pain either. People seem to really like it a lot. We also have executives in every single lesson, but in three out of the six, we have executive that come in, talk about their program, so they have a lot of contacts with a lot of different industries. So the students that go through really do enjoy it. They work hard, and most of them are working, and they like it. And as you said, because of the 11 months, such pain as there might be, it doesn't last that long. But a lot of them keep coming back afterward to talk to us.
I was just referring to my own particular pain of thinking of that, but I'm sure it is a valuable and rewarding experience. But my point there was, yeah, you can see the finish line, and so you can basically power through that and get through that, and as opposed to maybe it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. What's this I see about you can't postpone signing up for your school until, say, next year?
Postpone if you want. You can do that. I mean, well, yeah, the reason that I put that in there, though, is frankly is, and I had recently I did a full-page ad for our latest full-page ad for the Wall Street Journal, and I used the initial headline that we used here today, you know, that's how to steal a $100,000 degree, $15,000, but we also use the consulting one as well. And it explains the whole situation. Our school is a startup school. We started 2 years ago teaching and just completed our second year. Because of that, we're not accredited. Now, everybody hears about non-accredited schools, that they're not any good and so forth, and that may or may not be true. But the only thing that is true, though, is that you cannot be accredited until you've been teaching for at least 2 years. You can't even apply for accreditation. And so while we are in that status, we are charging, we are practicing giving away the degree. In fact, we even have a program called the Non-Federal Volunteer, where you actually work 15 hours a week for us, and you can get the degree for $5,000, less than the $15,000. But my point in this is that once we're accredited, then we are going to raise the price. Now, we're not going to raise it to $100,000, but it's still going to be more expensive, though.
Well, you're building your reputation and your brand, and of course, there's circumstances that force you to have to do that. But I'm sure, even as it is, it's a very valuable curriculum, because you mentioned the Peter Drucker name, and if you want to learn about the basics of business and business management, that's a very strong name to attract. So, what was your experience with Mr. Drucker?
Peter Drucker was, without question, an amazing genius. In fact, the last 5 books that I've written have been about Peter Drucker. And he was, his concepts are used throughout the world. He's just an amazing, amazing, amazing individual. And that's really kind of the history of how we got started here in a way, because I had written my first book about Drucker called A Class with Drucker. And the dean of the Drucker School in Claremont actually wrote the foreword to it. And he asked if I would give a presentation. They were having the first symposium, international or global symposium of Drucker societies, and they have societies around the world about him. So I said, sure. So I gave a presentation on the book, which actually hadn't been released yet, but this kind of thing. And I met this Chinese gentleman, and he could barely speak English then, but he had several translators with him. And they had over 100 people at this thing, including several groups from China. But at any rate, he called me a year later because he had started the Peter Drucker Academies of China and Hong Kong, and they had 50,000 graduates who were teaching in those days. I think they had 30 different cities. Now they have 32 plus Hong Kong, and they've got probably more than that as far as graduates go. But the point was, he wanted someone to lead a group of his employees, both from China and from the U.S., on putting together an MBA program, which was accredited. They had one then, but in China, it's very difficult to get accredited. In fact, in those days, you couldn't unless you were a government school, and his was not a government school. But he had the legal, with the Drucker family, he talked to Peter before he died, and they were the only school in the world other than the Drucker School in Claremont that had the legal right to use the name. And so at any rate, he contacted me then. I was put in charge of this group, and they fly in once a month, and they were academics from the U.S. and also the president of his school in China and the president of his school in Hong Kong, and I ran this group. And then he offered vice presidency, which I agreed on condition that I could continue to do what I was doing. In those days, I was just simply writing books. I was doing consulting myself and basically running around the world and speaking. And so I said, well, it doesn't interfere with what I'm doing. So he said, okay, fine. So I did that, and then he had the difficulty he had in he would partner with a school here in the States or with a school in China, but he said the problem they had is that they would it cost a lot of money to partner with a school to offer the MBA. In other words, they would partner with an accredited school. And he said this would last only as long as the administration lasted. In other words, a new president or a new dean would come in, and they, for whatever reason, they didn't want to do it, or they want to do it with someone else, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it cost a lot of money. And so what he would, I started helping him, and in fact, I worked with the president of Whittier. She was interested in partnering with them, and she went there actually to China and Hong Kong with her board and wanted to do it. In this case, for whatever reason, they felt they just didn't want to partner with anybody anymore. So he said, I don't know what we're going to do. And I said, well, look, this guy is a philanthropist. He's a self-made man. He's got over 20 companies worldwide. And I said, you've got if you've got the money, why don't you simply buy an accredited MBA school here in the States, and then you can have a permanent partner? He said, okay, I'll do it if you run it. And I said, well, I'll run it if I don't have to leave the L.A. area, you know, my wife likes it here a lot. I have a very strange background, by the way, Bill. I'm a retired general from the Air Force. And I said, but she doesn't want to move around anymore. And so I like it in the L.A. area. So he said, okay. He said, if you run it. So we found a school we thought we'd buy. And for various reasons, they had done things that I don't think, in fact, in today's, I'm not even sure they would exist now. This was several years ago. But I said, look, we can't buy these guys. You know, if we buy this school, we're responsible. And the Department of Education, they don't punish the guy that did something wrong. They punish the guy that owns it. And I don't think we should do this. So he said, okay, I agree. He says, what can we do then? I said, well, I stupidly said, we can start our own school. Well, that was 3 years ago. And I got to tell you, it's been a lot of fun. But, man, it has been a lot of work. And we've really done well. I mean, I've got some tremendous people. They've just done terrifically. In fact, the consulting I mentioned to you, we do free consulting for small businesses, and I mentioned the large as well, but his background is incredible. The guy that runs it for us here, I mean, he's local here, and he's on our team, and he's got a JD, a Juris Doctor from Harvard Business School, and he was with McKinsey & Company, the largest consulting company in the world, for several years. Well, he volunteered. He came to us and he said, "I really want to associate with you guys," and I've got guys like this that are just absolutely incredible. And fortunately, they are. You know, we're all working toward this goal we think we can do things differently than been done. We think we can charge a lot less. That is for the degree, even after we're accredited. And we do this free consulting, which we've got all kinds of testimonials from small businesses, from large ones. And as I mentioned, we did one of the guys did one for a small business in Canada by Skype. Pardon me. And I was a little concerned when I heard about it, but it turned out really well, and they really liked it. And so that's how we did one for end up doing one for FEMSA, you know, the largest corporation in Mexico. And we just finished one last night. The guys did. For believe it or not, for a small company in Israel while they're under attack. And they've been, every week they would meet with them by Skype. They did consulting for them. And this came out really, really well. So we do a lot of different things that other schools don't do, and we do it at a very affordable price. And we're working hard and enjoying it a lot, though.
Well, it's a fantastic endeavor, and it's really congratulations and good luck with everything. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic endeavor. For our listeners, you can go to www.gocim, that's gocim.org, and find out more about how you can steal an MBA worth more than $100,000 for $15,000, including the cost of textbooks. Hey, Bill, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a fascinating interview, and best of luck to you. And I want to check in with you at some point down the road and see how it's going.
Thank you, Bill, and I'm very happy to talk with you anytime. You bet.
Well, thank you very much. It's been great talking with you, and look forward to the next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, that's going to do it for our show today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks to all of our guests. And be sure and check back on exitcoachradio.com. You'll find all of these interviews uploaded in just a few days, and you can tell everyone about them. And please stay tuned for Steve Beatty's show, The Ultimate Business Owner. Tomorrow, he'll be with us. So check back with us at exitcoachradio.com. We're here for you, the private business owner, our hero, so you can be well-planned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.